The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
We always give you examples of what not to do right here, just to kind of help guide your life. Sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't, but regardless, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, at least I'm not doing that, right?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's a small little hurdle we think you can jump over.
Yeah, we call it setting the bar. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having your crime thwarted by an MMA fighter, a manual transmission, and a dog, then you're done.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an unfortunate combination when you are trying to get away clean.
Yeah, there were three guys trying to steal a car outside of a gym this week.
Oh, dang, they really needed that car, right?
Yeah, they were running low on gas, and from WUSA 9...
The guy they picked to target was their first mistake.
Okay.
Oopsies.
Yep.
Turned out he was a mixed martial artist.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. So he's got some fighting skills.
Yeah, got some fighting skills for sure.
And as they allegedly hit him with a stick, he did, though, drop his keys.
Ah, okay. So the MMA fighter got his, you know, dropped his keys. So,
okay.
So these guys grabbed it.
They grabbed him, jumped into his car.
Okay. Oh. Now what?
But when they tried to drive it, well, that was a different matter.
Uh-oh. So hang on a second. You don't know how to put the keys in the ignition? What's the deal?
And they were unfamiliar with how a manual transmission works, so they were unable to steal the car.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They didn't
know how to drive a stick.
Now, you know, before we berate them too much, it's not like those are standard in cars anymore, the manual transmissions where you have to literally shift from first to second to third to fourth to fifth, reverse, all that stuff. There's an extra pedal. There's a clutch. So, I mean...
Absolutely. What is that for?
I know. What the heck? There's three down here. Which one do I press?
Man, yeah. Can you show us how to work this thing so that we can take it away from you?
Yeah. So they decided quickly. They're like, whoop, can't do much here. So they ran and got back in their own car, drove off. The police, they were called. Then they led cops on a bit of a chase. Finally, they dove in, they stopped and ran into some woods. And that's when the cops caught up with them with their canine dog. So,
okay,
again, the dog wound up catching up with all three of them. And now they're all hit with an array of charges. So, you know, after a day like that, you should probably rethink your profession and think, you know,
your life of crime.
Yeah, maybe a life of crime isn't for me.
Yeah, you know what? You were like, let's not berate them for not knowing how to drive. You know what? I'm going to berate them for being criminals. Don't steal someone else's car.
You're right. I'm giving them too much credit. You're right, Kelly.
You are a little.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having your crime thwarted by an MMA fighter, a manual transmission, and a police canine, then you're doing okay.
Oh, man, they did not see that playing out like that.
No, they didn't. That is setting the bar.